Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles, please, to 1 John chapter 4. In verse 10, the Word of God says, "And this is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation of our sins." Young people, there are certain things in life that are very important, more important than others. Perhaps the most important thing, more important than anything else, is to let God love you. In every situation, learn how to let God love you. Now, this may seem a little bit pie in the sky, a little bit distant. Like, how do you let God love you? You can't even see God. How do you let God love you? But the amazing thing is, because He is everywhere, because He lives inside of you, because He is real, the fact that you can't see Him makes no difference. It's really like having somebody in the room that you're talking to, but you're not looking at. It works exactly the same way. He is in the room. You can talk to Him. You can't see Him, but He can hear you. And you can hear Him and receive from Him. So don't worry about the fact that you can't see Him. Don't worry about it any more than if you were looking in one direction, but you knew that somebody was next to you, and although you weren't looking at them at the moment because you were perhaps doing something, you still know that they are there, and they're talking to you, and they're hearing you, and they can do things for you, or you can do things for them, or whatever. It works exactly that way. You can let God love you in every situation. You can let God be kind to you in every situation. These are real things. God's kindness is real and it will have real practical results. God's love is real. It will have real practical results. God's patience is real and it has real practical results. The fact that God is good to you is real, and it has real and practical results. So no matter what your situation, whether you're doing well or you're doing badly, it doesn't make any difference. In every situation, let God love you. You're getting everything right, let God love you. You're getting everything wrong, let God love you. Sometimes, people don't want to let God love them because they fall into sin. Even if you fall into sin, we don't want you to fall into sin. Sin is not a good thing. It can really mess up your life. But even if you fall into sin, let God love you in every situation. He wants to love you. He wants to be kind to you. He wants to be good to you. He's going to be patient with you. So let Him. Let Him always love you. And this is love. It's not that you love God. Yes, you do love God, but there's a reason for that. In 1 John 4:19, you love Him because He first loves you. In other words, when you start to experience the love that God has for you, you're going to start loving God right back. So let Him love you. And this is love. Not that we love God, but He first loved us. And then He did what? This was how He showed it. He sent His Son to be the propitiation of our sins. Now, propitiation is a big word. That is your $64,000 word right there. Propitiation. It's a fancy way of saying that God forgave your sins. That's what it means. That's all it's really saying. In this, God loved you, and this is how He showed it to you, that He sent His Son to die on the cross so that your sins can be forgiven. That's it. That's what propitiation means. So, in every situation, in the worst of situations, when God was willing to send Jesus to die on the cross, and remember, Jesus was God, We only do that in terms of human understanding so we can relate to what it means that God sent Jesus or that Jesus was a man and God. The fact that Jesus died on the cross for you when you were at your worst, not when you were at your best, but when you were at your worst, and this is true for all of us, means that He will always love you. That there's never a time that God will think anything else but loving thoughts toward you. In Romans 5:6, when we were yet without strength, in other words, we were too weak to have a life with God. We were too weak to get things right. We were too weak to think correctly. We were too weak not to sin. We were too weak to have a rich fellowship with Him or any fellowship with Him. We were in miserable shape. The Bible says we were dead in trespasses and sins. Not a good situation. But when we were in that situation, Christ died for the ungodly. When I was ungodly, Christ died for me. When you were ungodly, Christ died for you. Well, if He's going to die for us when we're ungodly, what in the world can separate us from the love of God in Romans chapter 8? Sin can't separate me from the love of God. Sickness cannot separate me from the love of God. A fight with my best friend cannot separate me from the love of God. I got disciplined by mom and dad. That cannot separate me from the love of God. There's absolutely nothing that can separate me from the love of God. Why? Because when I was in my worst condition, He loved me so much, He died for me. When you're in your worst condition, God loves you so much that He died for you. So nothing can separate you from the love of God. It's not even remotely possible. Lamentations 3:23 says His mercies are new every morning. That doesn't mean that you get up in the morning and there's a fresh batch of mercies and in the evening it's old. No. When you hear about mornings in the Bible, very often it's speaking of beginnings. Sometimes it means just plain old morning, but sometimes it means beginning. So when the Bible says that His mercies are new in the morning, that means His mercies are new at the beginning of everything. His mercies are new at the beginning of every moment. So right now, at this very moment, you have fresh mercy from God. And that is at your disposal. It's available to you. It is there for you to enjoy and take advantage of and use in whatever way that you need. The mercy of God is very powerful. It takes very good care of us. Now that it's a separate, different moment, once again, there is a fresh batch of mercy from God. And now there is a fresh batch of mercy from God. And now there is a fresh batch of mercy from God. Get the picture? Always, every moment, God has fresh mercy for us. We live by the mercy of God. The mercy of God is extremely important. It's expressed as His patience. His mercies are expressed in His patience, and we live by His patience because His patience is what allows us to grow. It's not that we're necessarily doing something wrong. But it's His patience why we can learn. It's His patience why we're not required to immediately know everything there is to know about God and how to live with God. It's His patience that gives us the time to grow up. It's His patience that gives us the opportunity to get to know Him. It's His patience that gives us the opportunity that even if we're wrong, to learn about God, to fellowship with God, to learn the Word of God so that we can start being right. It's His patience why we're not constantly being disciplined even though we're getting it wrong. God loves so much that He's not worried about mistakes. He'll bring in what it takes to make things right. If you ever make a mistake or you mess something up, God is the one who'll fix it for you. And that is His patience followed by His kindness. In every situation, let Him love you. Love is defined first with patience and second with kindness. And so when God loves you, that means in a practical way that first He'll be very patient toward you, and second He'll be very kind toward you. And then in 1 Corinthians 13:4-7, you have several other characteristics, things like He doesn't think evil thoughts of you. Those things make up His patience. In Jeremiah 29:11, He says, I know what I think of you. I think thoughts of good toward you and not of evil. You ever have a situation where maybe you got things wrong and you're wondering to yourself, well, people are going to think evil of me now, and what are they thinking? And maybe you even think that about God. What is He thinking about me now? A lot of people get that. Well, even in your worst shape, even in your worst condition, God thinks good of you and not evil. Even in your worst shape, you're precious to Him and He loves you. Even in your worst shape, He says you're the apple of His eye. Even in your worst shape, He looks for ways to make things better for you. So let Him love you. No matter what happens, good or bad, no matter how you're doing, good or bad, just let Him love you. Because that's how we win with God. We let Him love us. In 1 Corinthians 15:10, Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. You ever feel like you're not good enough? Well, guess what? You are what you are by the grace of God. You are exactly where you're supposed to be with God. You may say to yourself, yeah, but I have these problems. Or yeah, but I don't get things right all the time. Let me ask you a question. If you are in fifth grade, now you may be, you may not be, it doesn't matter, just go with the question. If you are in fifth grade, how old are fifth graders? 10, 11 years old, something like that? Are you a doctor? And that seems kind of silly, right? Can a fifth grader know the things that a doctor knows? Well, some of them. A fifth grader knows what his leg is. A fifth grader knows what a fifth grader would learn in school. A doctor knows those things too. But does a fifth grader know how to diagnose somebody's illness or how to do a surgery on somebody? No, of course not. Is the fifth grader wrong for not knowing how to do surgery? No, of course not. Well, you see, sometimes the way that we think about ourselves is we're in fifth grade and we think we should be brain surgeons. Well, maybe someday, but not today. I don't know about anybody else, but if I had to get brain surgery and a fifth grader showed up, I'd be walking out. But give that fifth grader 20 or 30 years and I'm perfectly fine with that because I'm assuming they've gone to medical school and got trained as a surgeon. They wouldn't be there otherwise. And so, don't be worried about the fact that you're not getting everything right. You are what you are by the grace of God, and if you are in fifth grade, don't expect to be a brain surgeon. Expect to be a fifth grader. Well, God is like that toward us. You are what you are by the grace of God. Don't be surprised that you're not perfected yet. Don't be surprised you're not getting everything right yet. If you were, you'd be dead and in heaven. So don't be surprised. You're still here. You're still growing. And that's exactly what God wants. So the fact that you may not be perfect in everything, that doesn't make any difference. You are what you are by the grace of God. And then he continues, and his grace toward me was not in vain. That means it was not wasted. His grace toward me has an effect. It's not wasted. His grace toward me is why I grow. My relationship to him is based on his grace toward me. Your relationship to him is based on his grace toward you. You don't have to worry about getting everything right. You don't have to worry about being perfect. You can be a kid and be happy and enjoy yourself. And if you blow something, then you blow it. So what? It's not the end of the world. God is not going to leave you. He's not going to start hating you or be impatient. He's going to love you and he's going to fix whatever you mess up. And he will teach you how to do things right. And then you will know how to not blow it because he's taught you. Always let God love you. Always let God love you. Now, a mistake that people sometimes make is when they're doing really well, when everything is going good, it's all going their way, they're not messing anything up, they forget to let God love them in those situations also. The reason why that's a problem, they may not see the need for it when things are going well, but things aren't always going to go well. So you may have a season, you might have 2 years when things are going absolutely fantastic, and then all of a sudden you encounter something and things aren't going so well anymore. Well, if you haven't been letting God love you in the good times, it's a whole lot harder to let him love you in the bad times because you're not even thinking that way. Let him love you all the time. If things are going well, they can get even better still if you let God love you. If things are going badly, they will definitely get better if you let God love you. Always let God love you. Always look for his mercy. Always let him be patient with you. Always let him be gracious toward you. Always let him be kind to you and look for those things. Look for God's kindness. Oh, I blew it. God's going to be kind to me. Oh, I'm doing great today. God's going to be kind to me. Always look for these things. Always. Every morning, say to God, God, show me your kindness today. Show me your love today. And you know what? You'll find it everywhere. Because God wants to always be kind to you. God wants to always be good to you. God wants to always be gracious to you. He's very generous. And God is always patient with you, so let him do it. In Jeremiah 31:3, God was talking to Israel when Israel was not worshiping God. Israel went after idols. Idols are false gods. They're demons. And Israel is actually crazy enough to pursue these demons. And in that situation, God said to them, and that is as bad as it gets, I have loved you with an everlasting love, and with loving kindness I have drawn you. Wow. Well, if you're at your worst, and God says that, what's he going to do when you're at your best? That's pretty amazing with God. But this is exactly how he feels about you. He's loved you with an everlasting love, and with loving kindness he's going to draw you. He has drawn you. He's constantly drawing you. He's constantly taking you to himself. He's constantly encouraging you to get close to him. And he does that with loving kindness. Think about that word for a while. Loving kindness. That's how God approaches you. That's how He deals with you, in loving kindness. This is why, because God has such loving kindness toward you, you can be confident that in Romans 8:28, everything is going to work out together for your good. Good day, bad day, things go well, things go badly, happy, sad, sick, healthy, doesn't matter. It's all going to work together for your benefit. Why? Because God has nothing but loving kindness toward you. If God has loving kindness toward me, then there's nothing that I can't overcome. If God has loving kindness toward me, then there is no sin that can hold me down. If God has loving kindness toward me, then there is no mistake that can disqualify me. If God has loving kindness toward me, then no matter what my situation, I'll always be victorious in it. That's the nature of loving kindness. That's why we always let God love us, because that's what God has for us. He is love. He is my solution. He's the one who takes care of me. He's the one who provides for me. He's the one who gives me all my needs. He's the one who will help me in every situation. He's the one who's always going to be faithful to me. Even if no other person will be my friend, God will be my friend. He's never going to leave me or forsake me, and He's going to do the same for you. In Romans 5:5, the Bible tells us that hope does not disappoint. You ever kind of hope for something and you hope you don't get let down? The Bible says hope will never let you down. Why? Because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. Your hope will never let you down, not because you always get what you want, but because in everything, God will love you. So let's say that there is something I deeply desire from God and it doesn't work out. What does that mean? That the better will work out. And that means that the Holy Spirit, in my times of disappointment about situations, will reward me with His love. There's nothing as wonderful as the love of God. There's nothing that feels as good as the love of God. There's nothing as useful and helpful as the love of God. There's nothing as satisfying as the love of God. In everything, look for the love of God by looking for His patience, which is mercy, and His kindness. Look for every situation to work out for your benefit. Always let God love you. Always let God love you. Because that's reality. God loving you is reality, so always let Him love you. Everybody understand? All right, that's it for today.